Harper Audio presents Paradise Lost, written by J.A. Jantz and read by Deborah Monk. Connie Haskell had just stepped out of the shower when she heard the phone ringing. Hoping desperately to hear Ron's voice on the phone, she grabbed a towel and raced to the kitchen. For 2 weeks, she had carried the cordless phone with her wherever she went. But when she had gone to the bathroom to shower that morning, she had forgotten somehow and left the phone sitting beside her empty coffee cup on the kitchen table. By the time she reached the kitchen, the machine had already picked up the call. "Hello, Mrs. Haskell. This is Ken Wilson at First Bank." As soon as she heard the caller's voice and knew it wasn't her husband's, Connie didn't bother to pick up the receiver. "I'm calling about your checking account," Ken Wilson continued. "As of this morning, it's seriously overdrawn. I've paid the 2 outstanding checks that showed up today as well as the one from yesterday, but I need you to come in as soon as possible and make a deposit. If you're out of town, please call me so we can make some other arrangement to cover the overdraft." In all the years she had handled her parents' affairs, paying bills and writing checks after her father had been incapacitated by that first crippling stroke, and then for her mother after Stephen Richardson's death, in all that time, Connie had never once bounced a check. After her marriage to Ron, when he had volunteered to take over the bill paying, she had been only too happy to relinquish that onerous duty. And why not? Ron was an accountant, wasn't he? Dealing with numbers was what CPAs did. Except Ron had been gone for 2 weeks now. AWOL. For 2 long, agonizing weeks, there had been no word to Connie. No telephone call. No letter.